I can't say that I was struck by any major. The maintenance data with pemetrexed was interesting to me and probably important only because of the advanced disease trial that was presented in Korea in September. It was basically a trial that looked at pemetrexed in responding and stable patients with a non-small cell lung cancer. They could have received any platinum-based induction therapy. And then after a certain number of treatments, they were either stable or responding. They then randomly allocated them to pemetrexed or no maintenance. And I think the trial did show an advantage in the non-squamous histology that was significant in a large number of patients for the pemetrexed maintenance therapy. And I think it's even more likely to be true because in advanced disease, it appears that pemetrexed as first-line therapy with platinum in non-squamous histology is superior to gemcitabine and platinum. And that was a large European trial I alluded to that was presented at the International Association for the Study of Lung Cancer in Korea in September last year. So I think that pemetrexed is likely to have a role, a major role, in non-squamous histology as first-line therapy, perhaps also in maintenance therapy. It could be that maintenance therapy is only because you're using a better drug and you could use it then or you could use it in induction and still get the same overall survival benefit. That's my bias, by the way.
So what right now is your chemotherapy sort of strategy in the first-line and maintenance setting?
Well, again, this is one trial, and I believe it's probably going to increase the survival of patients by using maintenance pemetrexed. The non-squamous, it was only significant in the non-squamous histologies. And so I would consider doing that in a selected patient. But probably more important to me is what you use in frontline treatment. And this is evolving, but it's likely that pemetrexed will be one of the major drugs to use with a platinum in frontline therapy for the non-squamous cancers, and it's likely to be soon.
So what's your current non-protocol first-line chemotherapy?
Well, I like gemcitabine and carboplatin is one of my favorites, but I also use taxanes, usually weekly, and carboplatin. And also, because of the data I just mentioned, pemetrexed and I use carboplatin is a very reasonable in non-squamous patients off study.
So how do you decide between those?
Often it's an individual patient toxicity issue, and I'm using taxanes less often than ever before off study because of the toxicity issues. Gemcitabine and carboplatin, for instance, again, I don't worry about hair loss, but a lot of patients do. It's just as effective as other regimens, and it's tolerated better. I believe that Alimta and carboplatin is even better tolerated than gemcitabine and carboplatin, and the results are just as good, if not better, in non-squamous patients. So I favor using those two combinations right now.